So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
It's time for Speed Jokes. They're sponsored by Team Hochberg. And once again, we get them from all kinds of places. Brian Penikoff and Gurney, thank you. Scott Shulkulski in Spring Valley, and Nikki Youngren, and Diane and Steve of Orland Park, and Jen in Rockford. Proud Speed Jokes mug winner Kathy in Lafayette, Indiana says, I love hearing Speed Jokes every day and sharing them with my coworkers. Christine Mary dropped something, sent another joke, and Dottie Bobson in Huntley. Peggy Hacker, the administrative assistant for the Rockford Park District Police. And Dave Browning, mug winner and joke of the week hopeful, and Hammond sent a joke in. Thank you, Marvin Sowers in Decatur, and James Wing in Southwest Michigan. We got a joke from Pam in the heat of Arizona, who sent this in. The man who invented that temperature heat index died this week. He was 85, but felt like 93. Hey, John Williams, listening to all those suggestions this week for checking in your hotel room reminded me of a couple of jokes I wanted to share. I found a pregnant bed bug in my mattress. She's giving birth in the spring. Bed bug walks into a bar, orders a Bud Light. Hey, Dave, remember how last week I went to a funeral for a friend of mine? A guy stood up and said, plethora.
The widow said, thank you, that means a lot.
And then another guy stood up and said, bargain, and the widow said,
thank you, that means a great deal.
Yeah, well, I was at another funeral yesterday.
I'm going to quit hanging around you, Chuck.
Guy goes up and says, water hole, and sits back down. Wife says, thank you, I know you meant well.
That was thoughtful. Anyone else speak at this thing, John?
Well, Dave, someone else stood up at that funeral,
really?
And they said, underestimate.
What did the widow say?
I'll pause here while you play at home. She said, that means more than you know. I felt so motivated by all these great speeches, Dave.
You stood up to speak, too.
I stood up and I said, in 2024, shares of Apple stock sold for $19.13. But today they're trading at $226 a share.
What did the widow say about that, John?
What do you think she said, Dave? She said, thanks, that's much appreciated. That's what she said. I believe men don't have babies because God saw the way they handle a cold and knew the species would never survive. Hey, Dave, what do you call it when a guy is over-explaining things to a woman?
That's mansplaining.
Well, what is a man mansplaining to another man called?
I don't know. What?
A podcast. My girlfriend left me. My girlfriend left me because of my obsession with contracting words unnecessarily. Oh well, that's. Oh well, it's what it's. That'd be a better joke if I got that one right. My wife said, "Hey, what was that noise?" And I said, "My shirt fell." And she said, "It sounded louder than that." I said, "I was in it at the time." Hey, Dave, I gave my neighbor a beautiful weeping willow, and in return, he gave me a lovely magnolia.
Nice. Was it a special occasion?
No, we were just... Can we do this one from the top?
I think we should.
It's the musical joke, and I've been dropping the ball all week long. I'm the Tony Evers of speed jokes now, and I'm not even drunk. And he wasn't drunk. He was only nervous. Let's go back to Dave Ennett, already in progress.
No, actually, it's you. Oh.
No, it's my line. Okay. Hey, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
I gave my neighbor a beautiful weeping willow, and in return, he gave me a lovely magnolia.
Nice. Was it a special occasion?
No, we were just exchanging pleasantries.